I realized how frantic and stressed and stretched and the demands that were there, how much better my day would have been if I would have focused on being with the Lord, not just doing and getting things done. Because when we're with the Lord, we're less stressed. We're less frantic. We're less hurried. We're at ease. And that's when we became become an artesian well. That's when we flow the greatest gifts of God to other people. Not when we're stressed and frantic and we just get things done. That's not working. How can we tell that we're overdoing it and not failing to be with the Lord through our daily life? I'd like to suggest a paradigm that I'm using for my personal journey with Jesus that I want to suggest for everyone here. This comes from Peter Scazzaro. And throughout my day, go ahead and go to the next slide, please. Oh, this is what happens when we do for God. We're always busy, but we're not being with God. We're out of balance. Go ahead and go to the next slide real quick. Thank you. Oh, take a look at these five statements. How you assess your day. Number one, I am always rushing. Would you mark that as yes? There are many days I would, rushing to the next thing. How about this one? I ignore stress and anxiety in life, suppress feelings to just get through them and muster on through. Do you ever do that? I do that sometimes. Number three, I am preoccupied and distracted. Have you ever scheduled too much and just not as focused? Everyone's like, yeah, oh, this is knocking out of the park, Pastor. I fire off quick opinions. Nobody does that here, for sure. No one would ever do that. We do. I spend more time talking than listening. I'm hired to talk. That's my job. I should talk. Dear friends, Jesus Christ lived the perfect life. He was balanced in doing things, healing, forgiving, but boy, did he spend a lot of time with the Father. Here's some examples. Do you realize Jesus Christ, before he ever did a miracle, spent 30 years in quietness, taking in the fact that he was God's child and the Savior of the world before he ever did anything? 30 years of quietness. Do you realize that before Jesus ever gave a sermon, before he ever preached the Sermon on the Mount, before Mark's gospel says that his first sermon was repent for the kingdom of God is near, do you realize before he ever preached, he was 40 days and 40 nights in the desert with the Father? Do you realize that before Jesus ever went to Calvary and to the cross to pay for our sins, he went up to the Mount of Transfiguration to pray and have a connection with the Father? Go back one more if you could. Thank you. If Jesus assessed his day, he would never mark any of these. Never was Jesus rushed. Never did Jesus shout off an opinion so everyone could hear it. Never Jesus was open to hearing. Jesus was not preoccupied and distracted and miss people. He was there. Go ahead and go to that next slide real quick. Thank you, Seamus. You might be thinking here this morning, Jesus was the perfect balance of being and doing. You might be thinking here this morning, well, what does it mean being with the Father? Does that mean that I've got to be alone? That's kind of scary, isn't it? Being alone, away from people. There's a laboratory in Minneapolis called the Orfield Laboratory. Maybe you've heard of it. But this laboratory is the quietest room on the entire planet. This is the place where companies test their products to see how they perform in a very quiet room. The decibel level is -9 decibels. They say when you enter the room, you can feel the blood flowing through your veins and you can actually feel your heartbeat. The longest that anyone has ever stayed in this room, ever, is 45 minutes. That's how anxious we are when we're all alone. When we say being with the Father, it doesn't mean being alone. Friends, it means recognizing, pausing each day, and realizing that God is within. He's inside of you. As Jesus went up the Mount of Transfiguration, the words were said, "This is my Son." God says that to each one of you. He wants you to know every day that you can claim, "I am his daughter. I am his son." He wants you to pause and touch water in your baptism and remember that you are forever his. God wants you to be with him as you receive the body and blood of Jesus and know that he's committed to you no matter what. Being with the Father can just mean waking up and saying, "God loves me," three times over every day. God loves me. God loves me. You might be thinking, how is that really going to sustain me for what's around the corner on Monday in my life or Tuesday? This week, what's around the corner? Is there stress? Are there demands on your life on Monday? On Tuesday, are there relationships that are very challenging? On Wednesday, is there a hectic schedule that's overwhelming to even think about? How could just pausing to be with God, even taking time to be here this morning, really help you in the week ahead? Here's how. It's interesting what happens after the transfiguration in Luke's gospel. Verse 37 says, we didn't read it today. On the next day, after being with the Father, Jesus went into mad chaos. A world that was dark. A father comes with a son that is convulsing and filled with a demon. And the father says his life is being destroyed. And the disciples, Jesus' disciples, try to help the situation, but they actually make it worse. And the conflict level gets really high. And one day after the transfiguration, Jesus calmly heals. How did he do it? I think the timing is there for us to think about. Jesus' time with the Father in prayer on the Mount of Transfiguration gave him an unending source to live in the midst of chaos and darkness on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friends, don't leave here today without knowing that you have an unending source of grace and strength and comfort for what's coming ahead on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's why we come here today. To be with the Father. To be equipped for where we're headed on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Jesus, no doubt, wants you to be an artesian well, to flow. He said the words, John chapter 4, verse 38, "Those who believe in me, as the scriptures say, from their innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Not because we get things done, not because we're extra special, but because God is inside of us. You've been baptized. You bear his name. Anything that we do, any task that we take on is possible when we start it with that understanding, with the Father, recognizing that he is the source in our lives. Let the unending river flow in you to others today. In Jesus' name, amen.